AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama and Cuba's Raul Castro met for about an hour yesterday at the Summit of the Americas in Panama, the first meeting of the two country leaders in a half century.
We agreed that we can continue to take steps forward that advance our mutual interests. We'll continue to work toward reestablishing diplomatic relations, reopening embassies in Havana and Washington, and encouraging greater contacts and commerce and exchanges between our citizens.
Sometime later today, Hillary Rodham Clinton is expected to put a video online announcing she's running for president.
Who's going to win the election?
Hillary! They chanted her name, they carried ready for Hillary signs, and they wore stickers that said the same thing. Trudy Mason, vice chair of the New York State Democratic Committee, says there's so much enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton, the candidate.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. My cell phone, my landline. People want to get involved.
But she says they mostly want to let Clinton know.
If I can sum it up, you go, girl.
Mason says she expects to play a role in the campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
Saturday Night Live poked fun at Clinton's presumed candidacy.
Citizens, you will elect me. I will be your leader.
Okay, great. Let's stop there.
In a video posted online, power saws, sledgehammers, a bulldozer, finally explosives were seen used by the Islamic State group to destroy the ruins of an ancient Assyrian city in Iraq. Pope Francis says the 1915 massacre of tens of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Turks was genocide. AP's Nicole Winfield reports Francis' declaration is aimed at Turkey and its allies, including the U.S.
He says if you conceal or deny evil, you're just letting the wound fester. So this pronouncement is his way of saying, let's call a spade. You can't hide behind euphemisms. Let's confront it and move on.
This is AP Radio News. A day after Walter Scott was buried, the Reverend Al Sharpton is in North Charleston, South Carolina. Sharpton is there to preach at a local church, and he will also be attending a memorial for Walter Scott. Scott was killed last week when he ran away from a white police officer, shot several times. That police officer has been arrested and faces possible murder charges. Rapper Nelly was arrested in Tennessee. State police found methamphetamine and a small amount of marijuana on his tour bus when it was stopped last night. It was pulled over for not displaying a U.S. Department of Transportation sticker or the International Fuel Tax Association sticker. Nelly has posted $10,000 in bond. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.